Hello and welcome to the latest ISIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Melissa Bartlett, and with me today is Heidi Finch, editor of the European Titanium Dioxide Report. She's going to tell us about the ongoing supply challenges in the European TiO2 market and early price indications for Q4. So, Heidi, what is the latest on TiO2 supply in Europe?
Well, the European TiO2 market remains tight, and there's been pretty much no real improvement for the time being. And this has been despite the summer holidays. There has been some lull in activity in the Mediterranean, but while this may have helped to sort of align supply and demand in these areas, general availability hasn't improved. Volumes continue to be allocated. Buyers still struggle obtaining confirmation of their deliveries. There's delays in receiving product, and there's also lengthy lead times which are still in place. It's understood that producers still remain pretty strict on their inventory levels. And there's also the extended output disruption at Huntsman Veneta's Pori TiO2 facility in Finland following the fire earlier this year. Regarding the Hurricane Harvey situation, players said it's still a bit too early to assess any possible impact on import availability from the US, but they continue to closely monitor the situation. In terms of import availability from China, there have been some signs that availability from China has been improving in some cases. This is compared to earlier in the year, which could mean more export potential to Europe. However, there's little evidence that this has helped to ease supply in Europe so far. This is largely because imports from China are believed to be structurally less relative to other main suppliers. And there's also the case where not everyone can accept Chinese material for specification reasons.
Okay, so what does this mean for the outlook for Q4 pricing in Europe?
Yeah, well, there is an expectation the uptrend could continue in Q4. This is following increases seen over more than 1 year now, and this is if the tightness in supply were to remain. There's some talk, though, that any upward price movement in Q4 is likely to be less seen than in previous quarters. This is taking into concerns about downstream affordability. This is because of the sizable price increases seen in Europe for more than a year and the fact that prices in Q3 2017 reached the highest level seen since the ISIS quarterly contract began, and that was back in Q4 2013.
Great. Well, thanks for explaining that, Heidi. Please do join us again for the next instalment of the ISIS Europe Chemical Update or catch up with all the latest news on the ISIS dashboard. For ISIS here in London, I'm Melissa Bartlett.